Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Today is November the 5th, 2025, Wednesday evening, Daily Bread. Whatever time you may be listening to it, we welcome you. We thank you so much for staying connected with us. We love you, we pray for you, and we just pray that God will strengthen you, uphold you, and love you, and he's always with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, because we serve a loving God, a loving creator that created us in his image so we can have a relationship with him and a vital union with him through our Lord Jesus Christ. That he already paid the price for us to come into the kingdom of God. All we have to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, I want you as my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, my King. And without you, I cannot live. My life is in your hands, and I want to follow you all the days of my life. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you that we come to the filling station, the boot camp, Father. The oasis, Father, the rivers of living water. For you are the rivers of living water that flows in us, Father. We have the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, the excessive life of God living in us. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and power and ability. How we love you, how we bless you. We bless the people, Father, that come and hear the word of God because they are hungry. They are hungry to hear what you have to say, Father. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the one that fills my mouth. You're the one that tells me what to say. You're my divine teacher, my divine counselor. You're the divine Holy Spirit. Greater are you that is in us than he that's in the world. And you want us, Father, to be doers of the word. Not only hearers, but doers. Because doers get the blessings of God. Not only the hearer. But the doer, say, I'm a doer of the word. I don't only hear the word, I do the word. And I walk according to the will of God for my life. And I know that when I walk according to his will, and that is his eternal living, everlasting word, then I'm in the blessings, always flowing higher than the standards of the world. Because you called us to a higher flow in this world. We're not of this world. We're just passing by. Our eternal home is heaven, and that's our destination. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. So, Father, we just thank you for another day of living in the light of your word. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Minister to the hearts of people that are out there, Father, wanting to hear your voice, Father. And we thank you that the peace of God that passes all understanding will flood our minds and our hearts and our lives and our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. Magnify your precious name. Thank you, Father, that the power of God is present to heal anyone that has any symptoms, any sicknesses, any diseases, Father, virus, bacteria, whatever may be coming into their, against their bodies, we call them healed and made whole. You're the healer. We believe in you, healer, Christ the healer that lives in us. Christ in me and me in Christ. Christ, the hope of glory, but I live in Christ. Everything that Christ has belongs to me. And I thank you, Lord, that you made us to sit in heavenly places, far above all rule, powers, and principalities and dominions. We are seated in high places, in heavenly places, so we can see what the enemy is doing. And when he comes to try to oppose anything that's according to the word of God, we say, no, you don't. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're not coming in my home or my marriage or my family. Or my children, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, over our household, over our marriage, over our ministry, over our supporters, over all their families, their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, son-in-laws, daughter-in-law, and the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us and angels around us. Who can be against us when they are around us? They will draw out their swords to slash the enemy. Angels and angels around us. Thank you so much for coming in and listening to our daily bread. You know how I love to talk about healing and read about healing. Well, you know, God made a little shift in me now, and He wants me to start speaking love, the great quest, love, the great quest. And we are love children. We have a love God, and He expects us to walk in the love of God. Amen. So we're going to be talking probably a couple of months on love. And how many of you know that it's not that easy to walk in love with people that come and try to oppose you, try to argue, try to disagree with you? We get upset, we get offended, we get hurt, but God wants us to walk in love. He don't want us to argue with people if they don't agree with us, but we are to walk in love. And let me tell you, it's not easy, because we got to draw the love of God that is in us already. God's love is already in us. When we got born again, we have everything, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. All that is in Christ Jesus is in us. The fullness of the Godhead is in us. So we draw when we know that we are to walk in love, and that is all the time. We draw from the love of God. It's not our natural love, because our natural love always wants attention, always wants us to be blessed, always want our way. But the love of God prefers others. Even when they mistreat us, even when they act unlovely, we walk in love. We don't have a fighting spirit. I don't like a fighting spirit. I do not like it. And the ones that do like to fight, their time will come. Even if you're a Christian, your time will come too, when people will mistreat you. They may mistreat you because you walk in love, but God will reward you because you're walking in the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So let's begin, and I'm going to be reading on growing in love. And let me tell you, this is just, it's for me and for you. I don't just read it for somebody else. I want to live it too. And I know you want to live this love that God has already poured into our hearts. So let's begin, okay? Growing in love, growing in love. When we are born of love, we are love children of a love God. And we belong to a kingdom of love. And we belong in the love realm. That's our realm, the love realm. It is His own love which He has given to us to conduct our life of love and His love business on earth. Even, you know what, our love, natural love, is no good. But the love of God is the one that gets us over, causes us to grow and flow in a higher flow. Amen. Because our love is no good. It's selfish, self-centered, wants more of attention, wants His way, but not the way God loves us. His love prefers others. Amen. But it is our responsibility and privilege to develop that love He has made ours so that it may dominate and govern us. Love should govern us and dominate us. That love is under our stewardship to see to it that it develops and grows strong. We need to develop. We need to be under the stewardship of love, and that love will develop us and will cause us to grow strong. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Let me read it again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These fruits that are listed came in us at the new birth. We don't have to go looking for them. They're already in there. They are not simply emotions or feelings, but they are forces. It's a force in us. Forces that will overcome and safeguard us from all opposition. Did you get that? That force will overcome and safeguard us from all opposition. Therefore, we need to cultivate them, the fruit of the Spirit, causing them to grow and develop. And we yield to them. As we do, they will enable us to live a life of God. We will be able, enable us to live the life God authored for us. Cultivating the fruit of love. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. And just as the fruit on a tree grows, the fruit that resides in our spirit needs to grow. But for love to grow, develop, and produce sweet fruit, it must be tended to and cultivated. It must be watered with the Word of God. We must guard the fruit of love, protecting it from the weeds of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, complaining, bickering, causing strife, all unlovely things, for they will choke out and rob from the growth of love. That love grows and develops as we feed on the Word of God, as we fellowship with God in prayer, and as we walk in love, as we renew our minds with the Word. That is so important. As we renew our minds with the Word, then we grow to think like God thinks, and we allow that love to dominate our thoughts, our words, our actions, our response. Amen. At all difficult times and places in life, we should ask ourselves, what would love do? What would love do? As love is fed on the Word and nurtured in God's presence, we must yield to it, allowing it to dominate and govern our daily life. 2 Corinthians 5:14 instruct us, the love of Christ constraineth me and you. The Classic Amplified says, for the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us to walk in love. When the natural mind and flesh of man want to respond in a way that is in love, that love in our spirit will constrain us. It will help us control our flesh. Although that love constrains us, we must yield to it and not override it. Although that love constrains us, we must yield to it and not override it. Jude 1:20 Amplified. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edify higher and higher. And rise up higher and higher. Amen. Praying in the Holy Spirit, in other tongues, pray in the Holy Spirit. Guard and keep yourselves in love, in the love of God. As we take time to pray in other tongues, not only will we be building and charging ourselves up on our most holy faith, but we will also be guarding and keeping ourselves in the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Can I hear it? Amen. Love constrains us. Before my husband was born again, he was a construction worker. One co-worker would invite him to church all the time, but my husband would become irritated and decline with some very colorful language, if you know what I mean. Finally, my husband asked me, all right, if I go to church with you one time, will you leave me alone about going? This is a story of Nancy Dufresne. And her husband said, yes. His co-worker agreed, I will never ask you to go with me to church again. All right, I'll go with you this Sunday. Ed kept his word and attended with him, and he was born again. After being born again, as Ed asked his co-worker, is there something physically wrong with you? No, he answered the man. Why do you ask? Before I was born again, you would go to the restroom a lot. Yes, the co-worker said, when I would invite you to church and you would cuss me out, I would get so angry at you that I would go to the restroom and pray in tongues to keep from hurting you. This man tapped into the very important truth. When tempted to say or do something outside of love, by taking the time to pray in other tongues, he yielded to his spirit where love resides. And the love in him rose up and constrained him. It helped him keep his tongue and flesh under control. If you find yourself in a situation that tempts your tongue, stay quiet and step back. Go to a place where you can be alone and take time to pray in other tongues. As you yield to that love, it will constrain you from saying or doing something outside of love. And we can all testify to that. Believe me, I'll raise my both hands and my feet because I've done it before. Practice this in your marriage, with your relatives, on the job, and in any difficult situation. It will make all the difference. Practice yielding to love within that constrains you. The more you overstep it, the less sensitive you will become. Did you hear that? The more you overstep walking in love, the less sensitive you become to it. But the more you yield to it, the more sensitive you become. We yield to God's love. Amen? 1 John 4:16-19. And we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Therein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. Through our union and communion with God, the divine love within us grows and matures, and we are made perfect in love. The one who has ongoing fellowship with the Father walks in love, and the one who walks in love has ongoing fellowship with the Father. He becomes full and possessed of the very nature and character of God. As we practice love daily, we make every person and circumstance our practice ground. Love dominates and governs us, and we become skillful and masterful in the love realm. And it is true of us, as he is, even so we are in this world. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that we can walk in the love of God? It's not our own love. We don't have a good love. We have fleshly love. And when it's fleshly love, it wants its way. Amen? I thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given to us, Father, that we can walk in the love of God. I know sometimes it's not easy, but we don't have any love to give. But the love that we have is your love. And that's a gift that you put in us. And every one of us that are born again have the love of God, that we can love unlovely people, people that are rude, that complain, they bicker, they criticize, they're negative all the time, and they're wanting to fight all the time. We walk in love. It is better to walk in love, because the peace of God that passes all understanding will flood our hearts and minds. I don't like to fight. I don't like to argue. I like to walk in peace. But we know that this is not a perfect world that we live in. The perfect world that we live in is in the Word of God. The Word of God constrains us and causes us to walk in love and peace. And when our flesh wants to rise up and act unlovely, I know what that's like, because I can be unlovely at times too. And I have to learn to walk in love. And this is a process. But when we tap into the love of God, we can walk in love. When other ones are ugly, unbecomingly, unlovely, and you don't want to be around, we can have the love of God come forth out of us. We draw from the wells of salvation. And we keep at peace, and we walk in his love. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalms 18:1-2. Psalms 18:1-2. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Psalms 18, 1 and 2. I love you, Lord. Lord, you are my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. My Savior, my God, is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me and my place of safety. I find protection when the enemy comes against me or anybody that opposes me. I find protection because he is my shield, the power that saves me and my place of safety. And we want to keep in the place of safety with our Lord. Amen. All the time. We don't want to get out of his flow. We don't want to get into the enemy's territory. We close every door of offense or unforgiveness or any unlovely thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that the enemy comes. We cast them down as vain imaginations, and we put him into that jail in the name of Jesus. We lock it up and use the key to lock it up in Jesus' name and say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, you will not come against my family. You will not come against my body. In the name of Jesus, he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I was, so I am healed. Matthew 8:17, as the prophet Isaiah prophesied, himself bore my sickness and disease, so I don't have to bear it. Amen. We don't have to bear sickness because Jesus already bore it on the cross. So by his stripes, I'm healed, made whole. Not only healed, but made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, I am healed. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. As God was with Jesus, so is he with us. Satan is the oppressor. He's the one that brings sickness and disease. He's the ones that bring calamity and destruction against us. He's the one that brings strife and division, calamity, and even being critical and being unthankful. All the negative things that the enemy comes, he's the oppressor that comes to oppress the people of God. But we rise up above. We flow in a higher flow. We flow in the kingdom of God. We flow in the word of God. And we flow in the authority and power and ability that God has given to us. So we thank you, Father. We thank you that we are equipped. We're always equipped with the armor of God. We have the full armor of God from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you for the supernatural blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearer, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, over their homes, their families, their children, their marriage, in the marketplace, the workplace, in the highways and the byways. We thank you that we are covered by the blood. We're protected by the blood. There's power in the blood. And I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for calling us your children, your sons and your daughters of the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. Thank you so much. We bless you. We honor you. And I pray that you receive something that God will speak to your heart. As I read that devotional for us today on Wednesday. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week and we'll bring another episode of Walking in the Love of God. Don't you love it that his love constrains us? His love is in us and we can flow and walk in the love of God in every situation. In Jesus' name, as we yield to him, we love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name, amen.